Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Danny.
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Jamie Enoch in studio with us also.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm having an amazing year.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Are you really?
No.
Oh, I didn't think you were.
Nah, that's the opposite of one.
From where I'm sitting, your year looks pretty shitty.
All right, well, let's just get right into it, because I feel like this is going to already go long as a podcast. So I had an idea for a podcast. The backstory to this idea is that... sorry.
What's the idea first?
The idea is that we're going to write an entire song right here, live on a podcast.
Now, fantastic.
Now, to be honest, it's not an entire song because I have the catch to the song already. I mean, it's gonna be a hit.
Well, what's the catch?
What I mean is, like, you know, like the hook or whatever they call it.
What is it?
It's called Midnight Party.
I love it.
So,
is it based on a true party?
Well, it's based on a true story about a party. So, kind of. It wasn't much of a midnight party. The story is, my girlfriend Tanya was over here, and she always gets sleepy when she comes over. But we were watching Deadwood. Yeah. And she was trying to go to sleep, and I was telling her if she stays up till midnight, we'll have a party. And she didn't believe me, so I started telling her...
Did you mean a sexual party between the two of you? A private sexual party?
I hoped that it would be that, but I just was joking around trying to get her excited. And then I started singing that we'll have a midnight party. And I just kept repeating that. And then I got a little bit high. Midnight party. See, it's writing itself right now. Jamie on the, what do you call that?
Beat
face? Beat mouth?
So far, I love it.
All right. So... that was my idea. It's going to be called Midnight Party. I figured, well, we could just write this horrible song, and it'll turn out... I mean, I don't want it to be good. I want it to be filled with cliches about midnight parties. No, you know, those all those old cliches you hear about midnight parties. Jamie, you have to come up with a little riff for it, like for Midnight Party also. I mean, we're going to try to do everything right here on the podcast. So what I'm thinking is you're going to screw around on the guitar a little bit. You can kind of listen to us, but really just come up with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And while me and Chris are just throwing and writing down, and you, if you have any lines that you want in there also.
Okay.
I'm not going to deliberately put out cliches, though. I'm going to try to write a good song. Isn't that what we're really...
Yeah.
Is that what we're shooting for?
Right. It's going to be a good song, but I don't want...
What are you talking about?
What I mean is I want it to be a somewhat corny song. I want it to be like pop song.
I want it to be a great song.
Midnight Party. I mean, I will want to listen to Midnight Party, but I don't think...
Let's do our very best and try to make a great song.
Okay. Let's do it. Midnight Party. Take one. Okay. Well, first of all, here's what I was thinking. This is just to help you with the riff. In my head, it goes like, midnight party, a midnight party. Now I'm matching you. But so then like a break, like midnight party. And then like some lyrics like, I don't know.
I'm heading to the punch bowl,
but I want like da na 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 na, like I'm doing something, and I'm doing it right now. Midnight party, I'm doing something. Can I get a bada bow? Midnight party. You know what I mean? That's just because I've been repeating the song. It actually backfired because I tried to get this song stuck in Tanya's head, and it just gets stuck in my head. Now I'm walking around doing my route like midnight party.
Is this like a high society?
We have to decide that right now.
A party, like a ball, or is this a block party?
See, what we have to decide that. I say, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we're having a midnight party, and we don't care about, like, we're having a midnight party. And, you know, we live in, like, the neighborhood's not happy about this, but by the end of it, they're going to know we're having a party, and at first they're going to be against it, but by the end, they want to be at the party. You know what I mean? Like, it's just everyone is coming to this party. At first, everyone's opposed to it. Like, they're calling the cops on us or something.
Like a Beastie Boys video.
How about we're all out of school and we're breaking every rule?
That could work. Well, I'm writing that down.
Because you're going to a midnight school?
What I mean is there ain't no school in the morning.
All right.
We're all out of school. Only rule is to be nobody's fool.
Hang on. Breaking every...
You're going to have to write that down.
Rule. So I'm thinking like we're waking up the neighborhood, we're dancing in the streets or something like that. Mm-hmm. Midnight party. It's funny because now I even hear it in the guitar. Mm-hmm. It's good, JB. I like it.
Thank you.
We're waking up the neighborhood. We're waking up the neighborhood. We're dancing in the streets. Midnight party, midnight party. We're breaking up the status quo with our funky new beats.
It's pretty good.
I want to say something
shaking
about...
shaking up the status quo.
Even better.
I don't know how to word this exactly, but I want to sort of imply that we're breaking rules by breakdancing.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Somehow. There might be a rule against breakdancing.
Well,
on this block.
Yeah.
That's true. How about this? We live in like one of those gated communities where they have all these rules, like you can't paint your house, it has to be a certain color.
Yeah.
One of them's no breakdancing.
Right.
How do we work that into?
I don't know if this is possible, but if somebody could be breakdancing on a skateboard.
It could be. That might be in the video.
I'm not the music guy.
That might be more easily translated in the video. Like, that is a good idea for a video, a guy breakdancing.
I think
on
it's a
skateboard.
Good idea in general.
Okay, well. Let's focus on the neighborhood. I feel like I want to get the neighborhood involved. You know what I mean? Like, everyone,
we want to make it personal.
It just got personal. How about this? It's later than your bedtime, but we don't even care. Midnight.
Party. How about this could go both ways? Like, we're out of joy from the party, we're shaking our fist, and old man Enox is getting pissed.
Well, your lines have to be longer, I think.
Well, you do the... I'm not the music guy, I've said many times.
How about this? We're in their house. We're dancing in their bedroom.
How about if we're
their house.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? We're throwing a midnight party. And it started in our house, but now it's moved to your house.
But in between there, we went through an alley and mentioned that we're cats, but it could mean that there are actual cats with us.
So we're like alley cats.
You know how you call people cats, and that's kind of cool
like
to say that.
Like alley cats, though?
Sure.
You said we went through an alley.
Well, that's implied that we're alley cats.
Oh, all right.
I'm just saying cats, you know?
You want the word cats. I'll write that down.
Maybe.
Cats.
Just write that down.
It's later than your bedtime, but we don't even care. It's later than your... Wait, what's the tune of it? What would it be like? It's later
I
than your
that
bedtime,
that
but
stuff...
we don't even care.
Yeah, that's fine.
In night body.
It's going to be on an F.
Okay. How about, it's later than your bedtime, but we don't even care. Midnight party, a midnight party. We're dancing in your living room and everybody's there. Midnight party, a midnight... I'm writing that down.
Can someone get on a train to Funky Station? Or will that just not apply in this song at all? That might not even come into play.
Hang on.
I think we're already all at the party.
No.
We're
calling out for more people to show
up.
Yeah.
If you want to...
Maybe we can call out across the neighborhood or across the land.
Or the nation.
So across the nation.
Across the nation. Yeah, we're putting a call out.
Put a call out
across
the
nation. If you want to come to this party, get on a train at the Funky
Station. Get off at Funky Station.
Get off at Funky Station. Oh, I like this.
And that's sort of a sexual connotation.
All right. We're putting out an Evite?
Evite's not that cool.
That's true.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're putting out a...
How about a Rockvite?
A Rockvite. We're sending out a Rockvite all across the nation. Mm-hmm. There, I like that. We're sending out a...
I like the idea of a powerful electric guitar bendy note that sends a vibration across the land that lets everyone know
that... How might that sound, Jamie? Yeah. I think I gotta get the Funky Station.
Yeah. And it just says it all in that note.
Rockvite. I just wrote the word Rockvite and dashed like Rockvite.
Mm-hmm. Probably the first time ever.
Yeah, all... across.
You heard it here first, folks.
We coined the phrase rock fight.
Mm-hmm.
Rock fight. Across the nation. So we're sending out a rock fight all across the nation. Midnight party, a midnight party. if you want, how do we word this? If you want something, everyone get on a train or something. Yeah. Everyone who's on a train, get off at Funky Station.
There you go.
Okay.
Everyone who's on a train. Everyone who's on a train. I love this song.
Me too.
I can't wait to hear this song.
Should we talk about all the honeys that are going to be at the party?
No, definitely. I mean, it's implied, obviously, yeah. But we should talk about them also. Everyone who's...
Those rock bendy notes cut the guitar out of tune.
Well, we can pause real quick. You know what? Let's pause to recalibrate and get our ideas straight, and then we'll tune the guitar and come right back. We're waking up the neighborhood. We're dancing in the streets. We're shaking up the status quo. With our funky new Okay, we're back. The guitar's in tune. Sorry for that interlude. So,
kind of in tune.
So anyway, so now we're all, everyone's off. All the people on trains are getting off at Funky Station, right? But I feel like people are going to get there with other transportations also.
Not just trains.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the train could possibly turn into a bus.
Well, would that also be Funky Station also for the bus?
Funky Station is sort of a checkpoint.
Make sure all the public transportation in the neighborhood.
No, for everybody to get in check, like, hey, time to get funky. Just a heads up.
I'm thinking of like directions, like giving directions out, mm-hmm. but I feel like the cross street should be something to do with partying.
Okay. The corner of something in Boogie Street.
Yeah, the corner. There you go. The corner of.
What if it's like Shake Street and Booty Boulevard?
Shake. So the corner of Shake and Booty?
Mm hmm.
I like Boogie Boulevard.
Okay.
So.
Okay. You boogie, you get rowdy.
Electric Avenue.
That's
Electric Avenue and Boogie Boulevard.
That's basically a whole line all by itself. A lot of syllables.
How about Boogaloo? You know what I'm saying?
Boogaloo Boulevard?
Boulevard.
What's that?
Boogaloo-vard.
Boogaloo-vard. Boogaloo-vard? Boogaloo-vard.
Boogaloo-vard.
No, Boogaloo-vard.
Wrong.
Why is it Boogaloo-vard?
Electric Boogaloo-vard.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Wrong. I mean, wrong. Wrong. It's Boogaloo-vard. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to get back on track here.
Yes, we do.
The idea of a honey playing strip pinball.
Strip pinball. There's honeys in the...
Game room.
Because
it's a hoity-toity neighborhood, right?
So there's honeys in the game room, something. You have to do it in that many syllables.
Right, yeah.
I like the idea of a boxing ring in your living room with oiled up wrestling women.
I like that idea too.
It just sounds like an awesome party feature. But in the middle of the ring, there's a stripper pole.
right.
Of course.
Yeah. So are they trying to hurt each other or trying to arouse everyone else?
Well, I think that's one and the same, first of all.
But I mean, like, are they throwing punches or are they, like, climbing on the pole?
Mm, I just think it goes up back and forth.
Yeah, now and again. Yeah. Sometimes they'll climb up the pole to get away from the other one.
Or can they kick while they're on the pole?
Back down.
Of course, yeah.
But sometimes they'll accidentally pull their thong off while they're trying to pull them back down.
Okay.
Write that down. Midnight party.
There's strippers in... Should they be strippers or honeys?
They're honeys. They could be strippers if they wanted... All of them could be strippers if they wanted to go that route.
Yeah, I mean, if...
They're all hot enough to be strippers.
Yeah, that's a choice. All
we just generally call them honeys.
Okay. How about there's honeys and there's strippers and there's...
There's honeys and there's bunnies.
There's honeys and there's bunnies and there's...
There's lots and lots of monies.
I like that.
Possibly bubbles.
You're just planning a party now.
Exactly. I'm not the music guy. I'll tell you how the midnight party is going to go.
So there's honeys and there's strippers.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, they're not strippers because that sounds like we hired them. They want to come.
They're there. No, we didn't hire the strippers. They're there. They just
I'd say they're stripper quality, but they're not actually strippers.
How about this? They're stripper quality. They're stripper quality honeys. They're stripper. Can we work that in? They're stripper quality honeys.
Totally. That works fine.
The stripper quality honeys are...
Maybe we could have a nursery in part of the house for all the single mothers.
The stripper quality honeys are... Oiled up and they're boxing. Midnight party. Midnight party. Now we have to rhyme with boxing.
And they're looking pretty foxy. Yeah.
We can rhyme foxy with that. Yeah, so is that fine. A line?
Sure.
The stripper quality.
You don't have to tell her whether the stripper quality. I think they'll assume that if they're at our party, they're stripper quality.
Nope, too late. I wrote it down. The stripper quality honeys. Are oiled up and they're boxing. What was the next line?
Something foxy.
Okay.
There's
a stripper pole in the middle, and everybody's foxy.
Works for me.
The stripper quality honeys are oiled up and they're boxing. Midnight party, a midnight party. I can't say in the middle of the ring. There's a stripper pole. There's a stripper pole also, and everybody's foxy.
In the center is a stripper pole.
And in the center is a stripper pole, and everybody's foxy. Mm-hmm. There we go, in the center.
Maybe we could have the ghost of Elvis perform a live concert.
Oh, man, that's good.
I want you to plan my next surprise party. <I know. laughs>
And then in the middle of the concert and the boxing, Santa Claus slides down the chimney, and he's hammer drunk.
Right.
The ghost of Elvis Presley is putting on a concert. The ghost of Elvis Presley is putting on a concert.
Concerts are really hard to rhyme with.
Not for me.
Putting on a show.
Is putting up the ghost of Elvis Presley is putting on a show.
Yeah.
Midnight
and the ghost of Bob Marley is feeling the flow.
God, I hate Bob Marley.
The ghost. How is the ghost of Elvis Presley?
I'm not crazy about Elvis either.
I feel like we got to work back in our neighborhood. Getting in on this. Maybe, I don't know, whatever. We'll work that
like
in
we
later.
We should focus more on ghosts of recording.
How about the ghost of Elvis Presley is singing in the kitchen? And excellent. Then we can work in bitching after that.
Yeah. And he should be, like, rocking in the kitchen.
You're right.
He
can't just be playing.
He's rocking in the kitchen.
He's not even performing. He just showed up to the party.
Yeah.
No, he's rocking in the kitchen. So, you want to work on another?
I think he should say, "Hey man, this party's bitching." That should be the last part of the line.
So we just need. He just finished.
I don't know. He's swigging down a brewski and said, "Hey, this party's bitching."
He
took a handful of Valium. That was his thing.
Okay.
He's tripping on some downer. After tripping on some downers, he said, "Man, this party's bitching." We want him tripping though. Do you think Elvis's family might sue us for this, for slander? Because they'll claim he wasn't really at this party?
Yeah, probably. Well, it's the ghost. It'd have to be the ghost of his family.
The ghost of his family will sue us.
They'd have to ghost sue us.
Ghost runner on first.
I'm trying to think. We just need something really simple. so that he can say, you know, man, this party's bitching. Man, this party's bitching. Like, you know, he looked at me and winked and said,
right.
You know, he looked at me and winked and said, hey, man, this party's bitching.
That's
he,
good.
Why don't we just go with he looked at me and sneered and said.
He looked at me and sneered and said, the ghost of Elvis Presley is fine. He looked around. How about he looked around?
Yeah, not he looked at me like, hey, you threw a wicked party.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay, he looked at me.
And either winked or sneered. Whichever way you want to go, I don't care.
I like sneered.
Okay.
Sneered, though, sounds like...
I think people will get it.
He looked at me and curled his lip.
And curled his lip.
He looked at me with lip a-curled.
People know about the sneer.
Yeah, he looked at me and sneered and... He looked at me and sneered and said...
Hey, man, this party's bitching.
Yeah. Deadly. Wait a minute. The ghost of Elvis Presley is in the room.
He said, man, this podcast is bitching.
I feel like we're getting a little bit away from... What I'm thinking is more just listing general things
mm-hmm.
that are going on. Like, we could even just have a line where it's like, what happens at the party? Cake stands.
Beer pong.
Beer pong. Cake stands, beer pong. Booty shaking action.
I like that.
Cake stands, beer pong, booty shaking action. Midnight party. Failure to commit these acts. You're given an infraction. Or
failure. It's a little awkward.
Failure to comply. Failure to comply with these
will result in an infraction.
Failure to comply with these will result in. Okay. Cake stand.
Sorry.
Cake stand. Bear paw. Booty shake in action. Oops. Midnight party. Failure to result in these will. Wait. Failure to comply with these will result in an infraction. That's maybe too many lines. Whatever. I'm getting with that.
Okay. But I want to just say that I think that we should have a hot tub made of chocolate.
Like it's filled with chocolate? I'll write that down.
Well, Is it
made of and filled with?
If it's possible, but I think it should be made of and filled with. But definitely filled with boiling made hot chocolate.
Boiling hot? I don't know.
Nothing better than
boiling hot.
450-degree chocolate.
Hot tub made of and filled with chocolate. Well, we're going pretty long here. We're over half an hour already.
I think we can just do the song.
You think so, Chris? Should we try to get a couple more lines in, or you guys want to call it a podcast?
Yeah.
I think people understand the gist of the party.
Yeah.
So, it's a midnight party. So now what we're going to do, you want to just read these lines one time real quick over, see what we got.
Okay.
So
there should be what are those things called? Those giant balloons that carry people? You know, a hot air balloon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Somebody should be in a hot air balloon.
Okay, so here's what we got. We're waking up the neighborhood. We're dancing in the streets. Midnight party, midnight party. You just play the guitar. Don't play it for this part, but then in the middle, do the thing. Okay. So we're waking up the neighborhood. We're dancing in the streets. We're shaking up the status quo with our funky new beats. That's the only line that's inferred that we're a band at the party, by the way. I like that.
Yeah.
It's later than your bedtime, but we don't even care. We're dancing in your living room and everybody's there.
And we're in our underwear.
Now, this doesn't go exactly, but we might fit this into the song. We're all out of school and we're breaking every rule.
That's fine.
We're sending out a rock fight all across the nation. What does the rock fight sound like? Don't get the guitar out of tune.
It's okay, I don't need that note.
Now people are going to start showing at our house. Everyone who's on a train, get off at Funky Station. The stripper quality honeys are oiled up and they're boxing.
Oiled up.
In the center is a stripper pool and everybody's foxy. The ghost of Elvis Presley is rocking in the kitchen. He looked at me and sneered and said, man, this party is bitching. Now, right here I have a hot tub made of and filled with chocolate. It's not really a line, but that's an idea.
Uh-huh.
Then I also wrote down the idea of breakdance on a skateboard. And then I also wrote down the idea sometimes stripper quality girls pull off other's thongs.
Yeah.
Each other's thongs.
Yeah, and then that happens.
Oh, this is something Chris said when we were on that little break while Jimmy was tuning the guitar. Surgeon General's warning, this party may cause premature funkiness.
And low birth weight.
All right. So, kickstands, beer pong, booty shake in action. Failure to comply with these will result in an infraction.
An infunction.
No, it has to rhyme with action.
Right, yeah, that's the problem.
All right, well, let's call this a podcast, but what we're going to do now is put the song together. We're going to write it right now, record it, and put it at the end of this podcast. So if you're hearing these words, you're about to hear the song. All right. Good night, Christopher. That was fun.
Good night, Danny.
Good night, Jamie.
Good night, guys.
Sergeant General's warning. This party may cause premature funkiness.
Midnight Party!
The neighborhood, we're dancing in the streets. We're shaking up the status quo with our funky new beats. It's later than your bedtime, but we don't even care. We're dancing in your living room when everybody's there.
On the midnight party. A midnight party.
All across the nation. Everyone who's on a drink, get off at Funky Station. The stripper quality honeys are oiled up in their boxing. In the center is a stripper pole and everybody's boxing.
It was a midnight party. A midnight party.
Elvis Presley is rocking in the kitchen. He looked around the room and said,
"Man, this party's bitching."
Beer pong, booty shaking action. Failure to comply with these results in an infraction.
It was a midnight party. A midnight party.